Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Day two of Mark Zuckerberg's testimony before Congress. Yesterday, the Facebook CEO appeared before the Joint Senate Judiciary and Commerce Committees, and today he took questions from the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And the tone is less deferential than we heard from the Senate yesterday. Here's Congressman Kurt Schrader, Oregon Democrat, challenging Zuckerberg's claim that Facebook doesn't sell users' data.
But it's pretty clear others do sell that information. Doesn't that make you somewhat complicit in what they're doing? You're allowing them to sell the information that they glean from your website?
Well, Congressman, I would disagree that we allow it. We actually expressly prohibit any developer that people
how do you enforce? How do you enforce that? That's my concern. How do you enforce that? Complaint only is what I've heard so far tonight.
That was from the House today. Joining me now is Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. He questioned Mark Zuckerberg at the Senate hearing yesterday. Senator Markey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So did you come away from what you heard Mark Zuckerberg tell you yesterday satisfied or frustrated?
Well, I heard contrition from Mark Zuckerberg yesterday, but what I wanted to hear about was permission, that is, a commitment to obtaining the kind of clear permission that should be required under law before any user's information is shared or sold by Facebook. And I was very disappointed because first I asked him about having a law that would affect adults and children to make sure that that was the standard, that explicit permission had to be received. And I did not get that commitment. And then I just asked him about 13, 14, and 15-year-olds, mm-hmm. that permission be received from their parents before their information is shared or sold. And again, I got no commitment. So the point of the hearing is a privacy invasion of Americans. So the answer has to be with regard to that issue and studying it, or I'll get back to you, or, you know, let's have a conversation about it after, you know, plenty of time to think about it. Sorry just isn't a good enough answer.
Right. And so, but on the other hand, Zuckerberg did say that, you know, they're taking steps in Europe as required by the Europeans, and that some of those options might be available here in the United States. Does that satisfy you?
Well, that's the question. Europe now has a standard which is going to be implemented on May 25th, which is a broad opt-in, ask for permission standard, and Facebook is going to have to comply with that standard. And so isn't Google. So isn't every other company which is American, which is doing business in Europe. So the question is, are American adults and children going to get the same protections that the Europeans are going to provide? And he wouldn't say that it would be the same. And he would not tell us where he differed with the Europeans, what part of the European privacy protections he thinks are not appropriate for the United States children and adults.
I guess the question is now, I mean, look, some 87 million Facebook users had their information used without their knowledge, right? So this is a huge, enormous scale we're talking about here. A lot of folks may be wondering, okay, Mark Zuckerberg's testifying before the Senate and the House, but what's going to come of all this? I mean, you know, is there an appetite in Congress to take meaningful steps to regulate Facebook?
Well, again, Senator Blumenthal, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, and I introduced a privacy bill of rights called the Consent Act yesterday. And it's going to require companies like Facebook and Google to obtain opt-in permission from users to use, share, or sell users' personal information. Now, we're in for a mighty struggle because
right.
it's pretty clear that these companies still aren't stepping up and saying that they will do it voluntarily on the one hand or accept regulation on the other. And in that regulatory black hole are all of the financial, personal data of every American, where there is no clear protection which is put on the books or implemented by companies. And it just can't be one company It has to be every company that's online that's providing this privacy bill of rights. So I think we're in for a mighty struggle, but I think we've reached the watershed moment. I think that the day of reckoning has arrived, and it's going to happen now, sooner or later, because every news story is going to increase the momentum, the intensity of interest in this issue. America just went through a one-month tutorial on how their privacy is compromised, and right now there are still no answers that are coming from Facebook or anyone else.
Senator, while I've got you, I want to just turn briefly to Syria, because as you, of course, know, President Trump has tweeted, he tweeted this morning that, get ready, Russia, because they, meaning missiles, will be coming nice and new and smart. We don't yet know with any greater specificity if the Trump administration has decided to do an airstrike in Syria, but if they do, would you support that?
Well, I want the president to articulate a comprehensive strategy for dealing with Syria. You know, one day he's saying he's going to pull out the troops. The next day he's saying that he's going to be bombing. And that just sends such mixed signals to the world, but especially to those combatants in Syria, that it's pretty much incomprehensible. So obviously, larger scale and longer duration attacks require congressional authorization, which he does not have. And he still hasn't held the Russians to account, because the Russians made promises. They promised they would rid Syria of chemical weapons. They promised they would allow unfettered humanitarian access, that they would help to enforce a ceasefire, that they would ensure that Assad goes to the negotiating table. None of that has happened, and the president has not held Vladimir Putin accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So this disconnect that the president has in terms of his actions in Syria ultimately creates an environment wherein the Iranians, but the Russians, are able to still play games there in coordination with Assad. And so it's just time for the president to articulate what he's going to extract from the Russians and what he's willing to do to the Russians, because they are not, in fact, doing what it is that they promised to do.
Senator, if I just may, because we just got about 30 seconds left here, if the president did indeed do that, further articulate those plans or intentions, as you said, wouldn't that possibly, I don't know, diminish the potency of an airstrike if he also wants to do that?
Well, he's already telegraphed that he's going to attack. So that's you know, a fact. But we already did the same thing. He already did the same thing
last year.
Back last year. So if his goal, you know, is to get a result here, then there has to be some kind of coordination, because right now the last attack, it turns out, was neither operationally nor strategically successful. The Syrian Air Force was soon flying again. Assad continued to use chemical weapons. So what's going to be different this time?
Right.
Well, I would say what should be different is that he's engaging Congress in a debate, and he's engaging the Russians in finding a way to use diplomacy to resolve this issue.
Well, that's Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. Senator Markey, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.